Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Mike's sitting here rubbing his bulbous windbreaker.
I need a lint brush. It's got a lint all over it.
You got one on your face.
No, that's not lint.
You're not supposed to look at the microphone. You're supposed to talk to it.
Well, I mean, it's hard when you got little speckly things sticking in your face here. Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show with Mike and Stu. I'm Mike. That's Stu. That's Charlie. Phil's back there somewhere. Welcome to...
It sounds like your coffee just kicked in.
Hey, yeah, it did. hey, it's December.
Yep.
And we all know what that means. I told everybody, I said, you know what? The first kickoff for football, before you know it, here's Thanksgiving, here's Iron Bowl, here's December, here's Christmas, and next thing you know is playoffs, and it's all over with, and then we got to struggle for 5 or 6 months till football starts again.
No, we don't.
No, we don't, because we got the ex-NFL.
We both have very I haven't watched an NFL game in 2 years.
Ex-NFL.
Oh, yeah. No, I ain't worried about that. You got USFL. Real professional football is played in the spring. What are you looking at?
What's up when they're fixing to come out? They're already advertised it.
They're both of them. They got XFL again.
Yeah.
It's the third time they've done the XFL. The last time it lasted, I think, one game, and they canceled the season. USFL was won last year by the Birmingham Stallions.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's USFL. The one I'm talking about. Real football.
Yeah. Real real stuff. Professional football is played
in
the spring.
Not that sissy football that they do. But, hey.
Well, the NFL is scripted.
So. Yeah.
Well, anyway. It's like watching wrestling.
But I do have my Cleveland Browns shirt on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. In support of a man who should not be playing football ever again.
Yeah, well, yeah. We'll let them decide that.
Yeah.
I just want them to win. I just want them to win. But Miami Dolphins is – doing super good, and
they also have the weakest strength of schedule in the NFL, so we'll see if they can maintain it, because they're fixing to hit the meat of their schedule, and Buffalo's a better team.
Yeah.
Buffalo and Kansas City, from what I understand, are heads and shoulders above everybody else.
Yeah,
but the records don't show it, because you know they played really tough schedules at the front end. NFL, you pretty much get an even schedule, because that's how they script it.
Yeah. Stick to the script.
Yeah. And so, just remember, whoever wins the Super Bowl this year, it was determined in the summertime.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how they do things in the NFL under Roger Goodell.
That works for them.
Yeah. But, Michael, we have basketball season.
I can't stand basketball.
Well, your Alabama Crimson Tide is ranked 11th in the nation.
I'm sorry, but I'm just not a basketball guy. I was too short to play.
And Bugsy Mogues was your size, and he could slam dunk. Spud Webb.
Spud Webb.
Yeah.
I was taller than him.
Yeah, and they could slam. Mm. So you ain't got no hops, is that what you're saying?
No.
I'll tell you one way you can perk up your support for basketball. I had an opportunity to go to Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, a grandson graduating from Air Force boot camp. And they got some discounted tickets to see the Spurs play in AT&T Stadium. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, when you go to a live event like that, you could feel the excitement kind of building as you walk through the stadium to find your section of the seats. But, I mean, there's some real diehard dedicated fans there, and when the TV commercials are on, they're always putting on some kind of live thing down on the court.
Well, you know, back in the Cliff Ellis days of South Alabama.
Boy, now there's a basketball guru.
I was there every game at the auditorium downtown, because they were nationally ranked back then.
You know what I remember most about Cliff? He could pull it out at the last few seconds of a game. You know, 5 seconds to go, and he's down 6 points, and they wind up winning by one.
Yeah, ask Wimp Sanderson.
Yeah.
I know. And then Cliff had a tremendous run at Auburn as well.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And
Excuse me.
The only time I've seen Auburn basketball play live was when Cliff was there. Wesley Persons played for them. Mm-hmm. They used to come to Nashville when I lived there. So we'd go to the Vanderbilt game so I could cheer for Auburn. That is how I also saw the 93 Auburn team that didn't get to play on TV despite being the best team in the country that year because we bought a kid a Happy Meal.
Mm-hmm.
And
was he happy?
Apparently not. He wanted another one once he got out of there. But a friend of mine had season tickets to Vanderbilt, and they happened to be coming to Nashville. So I was one of the lucky few who actually got to see that 93 undefeated team play in person.
Cool. Can I prime the pump just a little bit?
I don't know.
First of all, you got a guest coming up, on the half hour you said?
We got two. We got one already on the line, but we'll get to him in the second segment.
Bring up, second segment, and then we got someone at the bottom of the hour.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, the other thing I wanted to do on priming of the pump, and I'd like to encourage our listeners, if you or your family members throw holiday parties and maybe you have a tip or two you'd like to share when we get to that a little later on in the show.
Or a memory.
You know, and or a memory. And I've had some parties I've gone to, I've only remembered the first half. But that's another story for another day.
Well, that's a good question.
But we want to share some tips on simple things you can do to make your party happen without overwhelming you to the point that you don't enjoy it at all. So anyhow, something not connected over there?
Folks, I want to tell you, too, that our texting line is not working this week. So we got a new one, but I can't get it to work, so... We'll just have to.
We'll get all the
instead of texting us. Here's go to our Facebook page or just call us.
A novel suggestion!
Don't call us with your politics. Just call us with food and wine related items.
And
only.
Especially if you've got a party giving tip or party going.
We ask that you make it quick though when you do. Okay.
Yeah.
Please, so we can get others on. But. Speaking of that, Charlie, I went to one the other night in our neighborhood.
You called it a progressive
party? It's a
party?
Progressive Christmas party, and it starts at one person's house and goes down the road to other people's
house. Now, this was in the Detente Square area?
In the Detente Square area. And I had no idea, and I was going home the other night, and I left one of the wine-drinking places downtown, and I was headed home, and I said, what are all these people doing out on the street in my neighborhood? And I got home and I looked on Facebook, and sure enough, there was a party and there was my invitation. And I said, I better go.
If you hadn't gone to Facebook, you wouldn't have known to go.
When something's going on, I'll check to see what it is in case I'm invited.
He don't miss anything if it's on Facebook. I guarantee you if you did your numbers, you're on your phone 7 hours a day.
That's all right. That's
the average person is on there 2 hours a week.
So when you went to the first home, you got to kind of do a tour of the
house. Missed the first home.
Okay, but then that was like appetizer?
That was appetizer. Then the next one was the entrees,
mm-hmm.
which mostly – all of it was finger food.
Yeah.
All of it was finger food.
And that's, then what we're going to talk about.
And then we ended up at another house with the desserts, where all the desserts were at. Beautiful houses I've never seen before, never been in before. Very historic. Most of them built back in the 1800s.
And people living in those
and
houses.
And they don't have yards. They have courtyards.
Yeah.
And they don't have any grass maintenance or anything like that. They just got trimmed bushes and their ivy and put a little bleach on the brick sidewalks and courtyards so you don't slip and bust your butt. But anywho, kind of like out there in Sims, you know?
Yep.
Kind of like some of the neighborhoods in Sims. So anyway. Oh, today is National Cookie Day, by the way. Hey, cookie, it's your day. Actually, that meant cake back in Europe. They would call them cakes a little bit. Then they named them cookies.
Yeah, well, we in America.
We're in America now, so they're cookies.
We call them cookies.
They can be any cookie.
Because they call a cookie a biscuit. And you can't put a piece of chicken fried steak in between two cookies and it be good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mike would probably like it, especially if it's peanut butter cookies.
Stu, do you know what a Sasha tort is?
I know what a tort is. I don't know the Sasha tort.
Sasha torch. Tomorrow is National Sasha Torch Day.
I know what
tort day.
Apple tart.
Do you know what it is, Mike? I have no clue.
I'm gonna have to look at it. I'm gonna have to Google it.
Why did you bring
that's
it up?
That's what it is tomorrow.
Embarrasses.
So anyway, when we come back, we got some birthdays, and we're gonna talk to David Calmetti, or we can talk to David Calmetti and then do birthdays.
Well, he's. sorts. He's with Alabama Coasting, one of our sponsors.
Absolutely.
He fires off the sponsor segment.
I'll do a segue.
But David, Mike is flexible.
Not very.
They like smoky sauce. But over there in old Memphis, a dry rub rib is boss. The folks down in Georgia, they can't pick up their mind. You can give it to them sweet or spicy, and they'll say that tastes all right. And you might think the South Carolinians are just a little bit off. Would you believe their barbecue's yellow with a mustard sauce? Pork shoulder is the cut of choice in Mississippi. And they fried themselves on barbecue. That's totally vinegary. In Louisiana, them Cajuns, they like to spice it up. They like to spice it up.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When it gets drunk, start singing all night.
Hi, my name is Alon Shia from Stratton, New Orleans, and you're listening to Sip and Chew from Mike and Stu.
Hey, we want to thank some people. We want to thank Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner of Fat and Happy. Tony and them, great. They got a great thing going on there.
Yes,
always
they do.
Got a great thing. I've already seen pictures of somebody I know down there eating already this morning. So,
well, you know everybody.
I knows everybody.
So that makes it easy.
And then we want to thank Hall's Sausage and Meats, Wholesale Meats. Deborah and them are such wonderful people. Just
yes,
really super, super nice people.
Absolutely.
Fun
true.
To do things with, do projects with. And
you
and
got
be
and you got the
in.
Holidays coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Go see them. You
go
need Hoghead cheese, by the way. They got it.
There you go. How about some garlic bologna?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of that, too. But also, David and Tanya over at Le Bichon Wine and Tapestry this Thursday night, blowing my Becky, my former wife.
Mm-hmm.
We still work, do a lot of things together. We're great friends. Have an art show there this Thursday night.
Nice.
That she picked up a paintbrush. 3 months after our son died, who we buried today 5 years ago. I don't mean to bring anybody down, but she picked up a paintbrush and started painting. She's been doing a phenomenal job with art and art pieces, and so you'll have an opportunity to view them and maybe buy some this Thursday night at Le Bichon Wine Bar starting at 6 o'clock. So, yeah, I see that. And we want to thank the folks over there at Get a Coasting Magazine, Alabama.
We skip him.
Because we got him on the phone right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right. Do the other one. What okay. You should be doing is thinking Butch Cassidy's Cafe.
Well, them too, yeah. Butch Cassidy's.
Yeah.
And
home of the now famous Butch Burger.
I got something to say about that in a minute.
Yeah.
So
Well, you need to get it done before we get David on because he may take up the whole segment.
Well, it's tomorrow's Roy's birthday.
Happy birthday, Roy.
Tomorrow is his birthday, and it's the same birthday as my mom's. It's always easy to remember. And then today is Cheryl Allo, and Cheryl Allo owns Cheryl's Cafe in Spanish Fort.
Ah, that's the place with your bologna sandwich, isn't it?
No, that's where I go. I go to Miss D's for that.
Oh, okay.
But they have the doggone best country eating you'll ever find over there on the Eastern Shore. Well, several places, but hers is
just
top-notch.
Yeah.
Top-notch. I love her Parmesan, garlic Parmesan. Pork chops.
Ah.
Anyway,
I got some chopped salt curing in the refrigerator.
Let's
right
bring
now.
The Alabama Coastings
David
Calmetti up.
David, you got anything going on during the holidays?
We're just kind of goofing off. Actually, we're actually doing no events until we deferred our events until next year. But I got, you know, I'm a project junkie, so we have a new event, a new project that we're working on. It's in conjunction with the Hispanic American Business Association and our partner, Leda Javier. What we're doing is in the Hispanic community, particularly the minority, primarily Latin community, a lot of these Latin women are cooking out of their homes, and they're serving, they're creating dishes, and they're serving them out of the trucks of their cars or they're catering. And they're doing it without benefit of business licenses or health department and all that stuff. So we've done a two-part project. The first part is we've worked with Bishop State and Coastal Community College, and they've agreed to adapt their hospitality program to not only teach it in Spanish, but to add a business component to it.
Excellent.
So it's and we've actually graduated 30 people already from that project. So the next part of it is, which is the big hairy-ass part of the project, hairy part of the project, is creating a commissary for these folks so that they have a commercial kitchen to cook out of. And we're there. We're going to probably first of the year we'll be somewhere close to that. We were fortunate that Missouri Ludgood, our county commissioner, gave us a grant to help buy the furniture and stuff, or the equipment and stuff. But it's an exciting project, and it's going to be something that for us gringos, it also creates an opportunity for us to experience this great Latin culture, this Latin food that we don't normally get. So it's just a super project. So if anybody wants to know more information about that, they can reach out to me at david@alabamacoasting.com, and happy to talk with them about it and showcase that stuff.
That, and it's a fantastic program, too. I'm a huge fan of underground restaurants, mainly because the restaurant industry is the most overregulated industry in the country for no reason. And
right.
And most of the regulations are scientifically unsound. They make no sense whatsoever. It's just a way of milking money out of a business. So it is hard to get started.
Yeah, and that's part of what we're doing is trying to help them understand all these minutiae that and the hoops you have to jump through to be legit. But because of the levers that we're going to have with this project, we think we're going to be able to smooth that road a little bit.
That's fantastic, because we have had business people tell us before that they've never had a harder time getting a business open in any city than in Mobile. It has been really rough at times, because
I've been through it a couple of times. It's just mind-boggling. Yeah. That it's a business prevention department.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. I could tell you all kind of horror stories that I hear dealing with people who I sell product to, the hoops they have to jump through. And here's the thing. They're not across the board. It's like they make them up for each individual restaurant.
Depends on who shows up at your door to the inspection.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And I can tell you right now, if an attorney general looked into the way we do business, we'd be in trouble as a city. There are some things that are going on that if the federal government looked into it, they would be taking some things over from the city.
We've always had a history of people going
to
prison.
Well, yeah, Mobile is known for the best politicians money can buy.
Serve your city and then serve time.
So I'll just say that if anyone from the health department is listening today, we don't mean that about you.
right. Oh, okay.
And John.
There's always individuals.
I'd love to have one on. I'd love to have them on, somebody from their own, our show one day.
Yeah, we've tried for 10 years.
Call in and invite them.
10 years.
So we've been trying for 10 years. You guys start off talking football. I'm good with pro football because I grew up with Saints football when they were awful here in Mobile. And then I moved to Miami, and they were awful in Miami. We had Dan Marino and the Marx Brothers. And no freaking defense. Then I moved to Tampa Bay.
I hope you're not listening, Bob Baumhauer.
We had Trent Dilfer and nobody else. And as soon as I left, they got championship quality teams. So I'm good being back home here where there's nobody else. And good luck for all those other folks.
All right. So so January, you're going to kick back off all the festivities and stuff. Do you have anything set in stone yet?
We've got a full schedule of events next year. We're looking forward to it. We're going to do some new things and just keep hopping at it. And I just want to say, as I go, Mike, thoughts and prayers to you and your family.
Thank you.
I just can't imagine that. So peace and love to you, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else you got for us today, David?
That's it. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, buddy. That's David Calametti, Alabama Coasting formerly magazine. Now it's digital. But you can go to alabamacoasting.com or you can go to their Facebook page on and look for Alabama Coasting. And, Michael, we got like 2 minutes, 1 minute.
1 minute.
You got any other birthdays?
Yeah, there's a couple tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Let me see here. Like I said, we got Roy Sievers is tomorrow. Rick Cleveland is Tuesdays, actually. You know Rick from here.
Mm-hmm. From Prep Sports Report on Saturday mornings right here on this very station from 8 to 10 a.m.
Harry Johnson, who owns Mancy's over and now owns Market by the Bay.
Excellent.
It's his birthday on Tuesday. And I thought there was somebody else here. Oh, Tammy Sanderson from T. Marie's.
All right.
It's her birthday. It's going to be her birthday Tuesday. And my city councilman, Mr. Carroll. And, hey, that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, when we come back from this next break, we'll be talking with Meredith Zimmerman. You all know her as Renee's Honey Butter. But you can call us at 251-343-0106, Callahan's Irish Social Club. Text line. Talk
way down on the mobile bay. So long, so long. Captain in the make, I'm troubling mine. Hey, hey, hey. But sea was rough, couldn't make no time. So long, so long. Way down on the mobile bay. Hey, hey, hey. Way down on the mobile bay. So long, so long. I'm going away to come no more. Hey. Mobile Bay, so long, so long. But the crew and the headed to, hey, 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 can't put up with the way you do. So long, so long. Going away to Mobile Bay, hey, 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 hey. Going back to Mobile Bay, so long.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Leslie Conrad with Culver Duck Farms. We're at the World Food Championships, and we're with Sip and Chew.
Well, hello, Michael. How are you?
How are y'all? What y'all been doing?
We have a familiar voice coming on now. We have Meredith Zimmerman, who is the owner of Rennie's Honey Butter. She's got a cottage out there in West Mobile. Meredith, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
Doing just fine. How are things going
out
there?
I love your voice.
Her enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Yeah, things are going really good. It doesn't feel like Christmas, but we are definitely in the Christmas spirit.
I don't know. This feels like every Christmas day of my childhood. I never had to wait till spring
Christmas
to ride a bicycle.
I want it to feel like.
Yeah. I always used to have friends that would go, hey, we're going to go to Bellingraph. Do you want to go? Yeah, when are you going to go? Well, we're going to wait till it's warm. No, I don't want to go. I don't want to go to Bellingraph if it's 70 degrees. If I can wear shorts, it's a waste of money.
You got to go when it's cold.
I want it at least chilly enough that the hot chocolate is calling me at the end.
Yep, I'm in agreement with you.
And so Meredith's cottage is out in West Mobile, or East Hurley, if you prefer. But... you do these incredible honey butters. What new do you have for the holiday season?
We have our gingerbread honey butter. We have peppermint honey butter. We have chocolate. And then our newest one, it's like all the craze, is the Christmas tree cake butter. We use the Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes to make that. And it tastes like cake, and it's so, so yummy.
That is really killer. I've been watching this God Bless This Rank on YouTube with Matt Williams out of Birmingham, where he takes junk food and he did a whole Little Debbie testing thing to determine what the best Little Debbie snack food was, and he came up with the Christmas tree cake.
I agree with him on that, too. It's just the one that stands out above the rest.
Yeah, and I think they even made a Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie cereal. Kellogg's put it out, and he even tasted that, and he goes, this is amazing. It smells just like an oatmeal cream pie. And then he tasted it, and he goes, well, that's good. Let me pour some milk in it. When he took a volume, I can die now. That's the perfect cereal. So the Christmas tree cake has become very popular, and I love that you're incorporating it into the butter. That is just very creative.
We like to come up with all sorts of creative things, just you know, whatever pops into my head as I'm going about my day, I'm like, let's just give it a try and see.
Kind of like me with the mac and cheeses.
Yes.
And I've whipped out a couple new ones recently. I did a muffalata mac and cheese.
Mm.
So, and
any mac and cheese that I've had from you has been phenomenal. So I can only imagine whatever you come up with is going to be top notch.
Well, you know, I cheat. I just use a lot of cheese, and then it doesn't really matter what else happens. So you do these potatoes on Saturdays that people need to know about if they don't. Will you tell us a little about your stuffed taters?
Yes, we've actually started doing lunch Wednesday through Saturday every week, and we're doing spuds and panini.
Oh, yeah, so, I forgot you added the panini.
Yes, we've stepped up our lunch game. And so we're partnering with Meat Boss, who's a local restaurant here as well. And we get their meat fresh from them and put it with our butters. You can do the potatoes or the bread and lots of cheese. And they've been a huge hit. I'm loving them.
I could see, I'm just envisioning in my head now some smoked meat from Meat Boss and then that chipotle butter that you've got.
Oh, yeah, that one's really good. One of my favorites, I call it the Toasty. So it is our cheesy bacon ranch butter. We use the meatball smoked chicken, and then we add, obviously, cheese, lots more bacon, and ranch on top, either in a panini or a potato, and it's, like, amazing.
Mike, you need to get an account out that way. Just so you can drop by and have the spuds, because Mike is a tater-eating man.
What is your favorite, or what is your biggest seller, the potato or the panini?
It really depends on the weather that day.
Oh, that makes sense.
And she, yeah. You
so
use those colossal potatoes,
chillier,
too.
The spuds just fly out the door.
Oh, cool. I can see that.
Yeah, we look at the weather for the day and see what we think is going to sell.
And you've got such a loyal little group of people that come in there. The few times that I've been in there working with you, they're just so nice. You've got the veterinary clinic next door that loves to come over there. Mm-hmm. And now you don't have to drive as far to get groceries, do you?
We could just walk across the street to Publix. I'm just loving that they're right next door to us. And yes, we do have the best customers in all of Mobile. I'll stand by that.
All right. Do you have any events, anything special coming up for the holidays, or just your regular business going strong?
So on Saturday, December 17th, we have our holiday open house. So this is a really fun day. We do giveaways, freebies. We have special vendors. Things happening all day long, and the first hour of the day is free breakfast from 8 to 9 a.m. So if you want to get up early and come see us in the morning that day, you just walk in, you get a free breakfast on the house, and we'll have just lots of fun things happening that day. So we want to invite everybody to come see us. If they haven't tried us yet, that would be the best day to do it.
All right. And give your address real quick for people who don't know. I know it's Cottage Hill Road, but it's, what, like 13 numbers in the street address?
So it's 9211 Cottage Hill Road. So go past Schillinger, go past Dolls.
Go past Leroy Stevens.
Repo Road.
No, not quite to Repo.
All right.
From the store.
Okay. I know where you're at now.
That area is exploding if you haven't been out there, Mike. And Meredith could tell us more about it, but they just opened the new Publix. They've got businesses just popping up in that corner.
You know, it's moved that northwest now, and like in the Sims, y'all were exploding up there.
A little bit. Too many chains for my
I understand that.
We still got the local people like Meredith getting things taken care of out there in West Mobile.
Uh-huh, all the West. We got you covered.
Would that technically be considered College Park, that area? Is that, or do they just call it Cottage Hill and McFarland Snow, whatever that is, whatever it's called there?
Yeah, McFarland Snow. They changed right around us.
Yeah, because there's a big subdivision just past you to the right when I was at Domino's in the 1980s delivering pizza. we would drive past everything on Cottage Hill and Leroy Stevens to get to those houses. That was the one that ordered the most, College Park, probably a mile down from you on the right. And it doesn't look like much of a neighborhood until you get in there, and then you go, holy cow, there's like 150 houses in here. Oh.
Yeah, the roads just keep going and growing back there. Yeah.
You want houses with kids and college students and still living home because they're the pizza eaters.
And the potato eaters.
Oh, there, hey, there you go.
All right, Meredith.
Now we have a pizza spud.
Oh,
really?
Pizza spud.
We do. Oh. We have a pizza spud and a pizza panini because that's my favorite food of all time.
Okay. All right.
Well, you need to venture on up McFarland to where it turns into snow and visit our buddy Chris Brill at Sim's House of Pizza there. Because that's my favorite pizza in the county right now. My gosh, it's
their
good.
Pizza is delicious. We've had their food trucks out at our shop before.
Yeah, and Chris is one of the nicest restaurateurs that I've ever known, and it's a pleasure to have worked for him a couple of times. He takes such good care of his people, Meredith.
I love that.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, well, one more time, give us the phone number, give us your address, give us the website.
Okay, so it's Reenie's Honey Butter. You can go to reenieshoneybutter.com. You could call or text us at 545-3840 or come see us. Our address is 9211 Cottage Hill Road.
Oh, thank you so much for being on, Meredith, and giving us some of your time this morning. And you and your
thank
dad.
Thank you guys for having me.
Y'all have a Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you again, okay?
Yes, Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Meredith Zimmerman with Reenie's Honey Butter out in West Mobile or East Hurley, Mississippi. Now, Charlie, you wanted some ideas for quick, like, finger sandwiches and stuff.
Just for parties, because I know a lot of people listening right now will either be attending parties or throwing parties, and we don't have a lot of time to get into it before the break. But
we carried over.
Well, yep. well,
we're gonna tie it into sponsors too.
Well, one of the things that I'll tell you how this all came up. I was watching, and don't ask me why. I was watching ABC television the other morning, and they had a young man on there, and he was talking about this very topic, and he says a couple of things. One, unless you just want to spend all that time and energy and money, keep it simple. Right. And he was talking about, like, if you had 20 guests coming, go buy 40 wings at KFC.
Everybody gets two wings.
Yeah, well, four wings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if it was 80.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, and then either get some Hidden Valley Ranch or make your own dipping sauce. And I thought, well, that was a pretty good tip. Another tip is that if you don't want to feed your guests supper, start your party at like 8 o'clock.
And first, then they can hold more liquor, right, Mike?
Well, but the point is that they're not going to come expecting supper.
Yeah.
The other thing is, even if you party to 2 or 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, give them an end time on the invite.
Well, you know,
like 8 to 12.
Think about the
8 to 8:15.
Think about the I was mentioned earlier about the progressive Christmas party. Everything was bite size.
Right.
At each house you went to. Yeah, you could go and get, like, at Publix. They'd really have good wings at Publix. Or you could go anywhere, Butch Cassidy's or whoever.
Yeah, and get what your about wings. Some local places like Wemo's? That's the best wings in the area. And they do party trays and stuff like that, too. They have, last time I was in there, over a dozen sauces with various heats.
All right.
We'll hit on it a little more when we come back. Mike, 251-343-0106. What is that?
That is the calling line today because we don't have a text line. But it's the Callahan's Irish Social Club calling line.
And if you have a tip for a party, call us.
We want to hear it.
In the west, I get so tired of working all day. I want somebody who wants me to play.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Makes me forget that I... That means we're on.
Ooh, okay. That red wine. Red wine.
So, yes. Charlie was talking about little party favors. One of the tips that I have always given is sponsors.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. Well, that's where I was going, Mike.
Oh, you were segueing.
Yeah, I told you I was going to tie it into our sponsor when we come back. One of the ways you can take care of that easy party thing is with a charcuterie board.
Mm-hmm.
And we got two different sponsors that can help you with that. Now, if you don't want to do any of the work, you can go see our friends at Le Bouchon Wine and Tapas Bar over in Daphne. They do great charcuterie.
They certainly do.
And if you want to do your own, you can visit our friends at Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats. They've got cheese. They've got red vine hoop cheese.
Oh, cool.
Red wax. They got a great pepper jack that I've used from there before. They got that garlic bologna. That's great on a charcuterie board. They got hog head cheese. Mm-hmm. This is the South. A charcuterie board should have hog head cheese on it.
Okay.
Should. And it's become very popular. The North has
discovered. And not Vienna sausage?
Well, that's if you're getting your charcuterie board from Dollar General.
Okay.
But,
boy, and there's a concept.
Yeah, so that's two sponsors right there that can help you take the stress.
You got that right.
I know it.
You got
and,
that right.
And both of them are great. They'll help you out.
Mm-hmm.
They'll make you look good. I used to have a roommate up in Nashville, and it irritated me because she was always like, I'm going to do this thing, and it was like a Sandra Lee recipe where you just basically buy a bunch of stuff and you mix it together and pretend like you cook. And she literally wanted people to think she cooked it from scratch. I said, well, if you want people to think you cooked it from scratch, cook it from scratch.
Yeah.
I said, but
throw your cans away.
Yeah. But, so that's two sponsors that can help you.
Yeah.
You mentioned chicken wings
mm-hmm.
at Butch's.
At Butch's?
Yeah. Get you your chicken wings from Butch Cassidy's.
Well, here's the thing. All these places, too, have Bob's Downtown Diner.
Yeah.
All of them. Now, I like his mugs, and I like those mugs will make great Christmas gifts.
Oh, the coffee mug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all have different sayings. And then it's T-shirts.
Right.
But Butch Cassidy's T-shirts make good Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
All of them have gift certificates.
There you
every
go.
Every one of them.
Yep.
Air one of them.
Alabama Coasting, however,
yeah.
does not have any gift certificates or any of that. But they've got a lot of stuff coming up in January. So go to their Facebook page, go to their website, check out what they got coming up. Because if you've got somebody that's interested in that, mm-hmm. go ahead and get them a ticket to it.
Absolutely. Or
arrange for y'all to go check out whether it's a musical festival or a barbecue cook-off or what have you.
And you know what would be the ultimate gift? If somebody hired us,
oh yeah,
to go to somebody else's house
and cook some dinners
and have some dinner and pour wine
and coming back to what Charlie's point is,
yeah,
if you want gourmet mac and cheese, just go to my Facebook page at Chef Stuart Reb Donald. I got a menu of about 8 different mac and cheeses on there. I recently did the Mexican street corn mac and cheese, and I had a lady at Brady River say, can I order that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can. Here's my card. So, and I'm doing the roasted potatoes, and I did coffee-rubbed roasted sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do with these things that I get them, I deliver them to you, you just put them in the oven and heat them up.
Yeah.
Ready to go. That's all you got to do. I do
that's simple.
Truffle and tarragon roasted Yukon potatoes.
Get out of here.
And duck fat and rosemary roasted Yukon potatoes.
Carly?
Well, I was kind of left.
I gained 4 pounds sitting there listening.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and well, that'll be. But coming back to the whole topic, it is you're entertaining this time of year. You're having friends, family come over because you want to see them, spend time with them.
Yeah.
Don't spend all the time in the kitchen.
Mm-mm.
Have everything done that you're going to do before they get there.
Ahead of time,
and sit down and have fun and enjoy your guests.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of my quarrels with my wife and some other members of their family. They spend an exorbitant amount of time. Marguerite does a 7-layer salad, and it's so labor-intensive. You don't want to be exhausted by the time your guests show up.
Yeah,
right.
But let me ask one last question, and that is dessert. Cake or cupcakes or pie or
eggnog. Well, you know,
Well, you know, you can do cupcakes to look like a cake. They can arrange them.
Well, that's what a cupcake is.
Well, right. But I'm saying that they can do different colors to arrange an art, like an art piece.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's an idea.
Yeah. And just put them on the plate so that it looks like a Christmas tree.
They do a phenomenal job with the cupcakes.
Yeah, or an elf or reindeer popping a squat or something.
But I want to say, too, Charlie, if you've been invited to somebody's house for dinner, and particularly Christmas dinner, at any time, any occasion, a lot of people like to carry bottles of wine to give to their host. And so it is proper for that host to offer to open that wine for the dinner or for the before the dinner.
And just know, folks, anyone that's intending on inviting Mike over, that's why he's putting that out there. I didn't bring this for you to drink next week.
That bottle will probably already be open. But
you didn't open it out in the lobby?
But no, it is proper for you to offer to open that bottle for your host and serve it for the dinner. And if you say, this is something I want you to have personally, take a different bottle. Take that bottle, but take one to open prior to the dinner being served. Well, kind of an icebreaker.
Let me tell you what happens in our family.
Oh, boy.
Marguerite has, and I always lose count, 11 siblings, I think.
Mm.
So that's a lot. And now they, of course, got children and grandchildren. And so they have a big family party at a hall that gets rented.
Yeah.
Usually it's on the church down on DIP. But then there's a children's party where just kids get together and they build gingerbread houses or play, instead of bobbing for apples, they bob for donuts on a string going back and forth. And then we're not going to do it the same this year, but usually we would have our immediate family at our house on Christmas Eve so they could exchange their presents and then, hopefully, leave in time to get home for Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And,
so you're talking about Christmas Eve.
Well, that's the last one.
Yeah.
But this year I think we're going to do it on a different date because everybody can't make it on Christmas Eve.
The only two things I've ever done on Christmas Day since becoming an adult is either work or sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I did go see Pulp Fiction on Christmas Day. I was down from Nashville. My niece and I were bored. She goes, let's go see that new movie, Pulp Fiction.
Mm-hmm. Hey, next week, could we talk about some of the games people play?
People play games?
At parties.
I guess that's the reindeer games.
Like Dirty Santa? And what is this thing where you wrap up money in a big ball of cellophane tape and everybody pulls one and has to pass it around, and if money comes out of it, you get to keep that. And there's usually
money like that.
There's usually something like a $20 bill.
I don't have
in the
friends
middle.
Like that.
Well, it doesn't take much to put it together.
Jeez.
But sometimes, you know, conversation wanes a little
bit. Well, as we put food and wine in it, we'll break food and wine in it because it is a food and wine show.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
But how much more time we got, Charlie?
Not much.
Well, I want to say a friend of mine's son was injured in a bad wreck out on Hillcrest last week. He's a drummer. He's a musician. Everybody knows him in town. They're probably going to go to the GoFundMe and make a donation if you can. His name is Cameron Alador. Great musician and a good friend of mine's son. So anyway, get out there, support local, be local, buy local, and
provolone.
Provolone, folks.
Provolone. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.